Welcome back to the Career Report, where, hey, we are Tim and Christina Madden. We break down nearly every single day what's really happening in the job market. And this is the first episode since New Year's Eve. So welcome 2026. Christina, how are you doing?
I don't even think we did one on New Year's Eve. This is our first one since like after Christmas, I think. Definitely our first one.
We did one on Monday. Year. Yeah.
But New Year's Eve was Wednesday. My love.
I think we did Monday and Tuesday, but we missed Wednesday and Thursday.
First podcast of 2026. How many episodes are we going to do in 2026?
I don't know. I don't know the number count, but I'm pretty sure we're on episode 300 or something like that. Like, it's been a lot. It's been a lot. If you go back and watch every single podcast and all of the amazing guests we've had, we've done everything on how to get on interviews, how to get branded, how to get clarity, how to start your new job off right. We have one that's downloaded hundreds of thousands of times that talks about salary. We've given you everything. Now, that's why we switched to the Career Report, because we just want to stay current with what's going on. And I know Christina has a great topic for you, but I was just talking to an executive this morning who's talking about it's hard to get on interviews. And I said, man, it's busy. It's a busy marketplace.
But can he log in to LinkedIn and Slack?
Log into LinkedIn. Yeah.
You guys might have saw my what I think is a humorous post yesterday. If you don't know how to use your basic technology, move that up on your goal list for 2026. We really got people, guys, that have really big targets, but they don't know the basics. And so they're in trouble. So watch out for that. We're going to talk about today a little bit, and I know y'all are probably already sick of it because it's January 2nd. And I know so many of you were sitting back on your couch yesterday, scrolling like this and watching everybody set their goals and targets. And there's been podcasts on it and posts and nonstop advice coming from every which way. So this is not intended to like overwhelm you. Okay. But we are going to talk a little bit about your goals. That's what we're going to talk about. Because most people, their goals fail for three reasons. Okay. Because most of you already have goals. Most, not all. Right. But you don't have a system that really supports them. And so today's not about ambition and dreaming big. It's really about talking about execution, because goals fail for three main reasons by the end of January, usually. And by the way, you guys can do a reset anytime. Okay. It doesn't have to be on January. That just seems to be like psychologically and culturally a really big one, but you can do this and think about this anytime. Actually, psychology says that you have many times during the year, whether that be you've relocated, a birthday, a breakup, different things that happen in your life already kind of psychologically prep and prime you to be in a really good place to reach your goals. So I'm just saying, it doesn't have to be just today, guys, in the new year. You can do this for yourself anytime. But most goals fail for three reasons. They're already added on to an overloaded life with no systems. You rely on motivation instead of structure. And they don't match how you actually operate under pressure. So there's oftentimes like a misalignment. You don't have structure, you don't have systems, and you're already overloaded and overwhelmed. If you're listening to me, you can agree that those are the main reasons that people fail, right? And what I mean by like your operating system and the systems is like your internal way that determines how you make your decisions, how you handle stress, how you use your time, and how you recover, right? You don't need better goals. You just need better default settings. Also, because I know LinkedIn loves research, I actually did some research this morning of a Dr. Milkman out of the University of Pennsylvania. She's a behavioral scientist. She also did an episode on this on the Mel Robbins podcast, if you listen to her. But achieving your goals and really changing your life is a skill set, right? And she's determined that there are seven barriers that we all face. Are you ready? Tim's going to love this. Seven barriers. And keep an eye out, you guys. One is just getting started. We all struggle with that. Impulsivity, meaning like you have to have instant gratification. Like if you don't make all the money you want right away, or, you know, you don't have a six pack popping abs right away, you quit. Procrastination, putting it off. Of course, everybody struggles with that. It's easy. Forgetfulness. I'm not picking on you, but we all have really good intentions when we think about what we want, but we just forget. Laziness. Also not an insult, I promise. It's actually kind of good that you want to take the path of least resistance, okay? It's kind of good that we have that, right? Like we want things to be easier. We have preferred shortcuts. So we get lazy. Lack of confidence or belief, and conformity, meaning society, the people you're hanging out with, social norms, social wiring. Now, I know all of those had to hit home for you guys because they definitely did for me. So now we have the information. Like, those are the things that are going to stop you from achieving your goals. Tim, what do you think about that?
I wrote a whole book on this. I made it as cheap as possible. It's on Amazon. It's called Start Then Optimize. You can also get it over on Audible for just a couple of dollars. I literally made it as cheap as possible, literally making a dollar off the book. I had to learn the hard way through 20 years in the military. It took me a long time to learn this. And I lived a very unfulfilled life. So definitely go get that book. It's just loaded to help you. But I would say this, off what Christina said, one of the biggest things what hit home with me is she said, most people, they just overload themselves. And that's what you're doing right now. You're like, here's my life, which is, I don't care who you are. I know unemployed people that are super busy. And I'm like, dude, what are you busy about? You don't even have a job. But really, you know, all jokes aside, it's really about removing more stuff. You have to allow, like most people, they say, I'm going to get in shape. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. And they just can't, right? Because their life is already full. So you really need to, you know, the biggest thing, which is almost more important than your goals, is what is not serving you. You know what it is. Stop it. You know, I'm a broken record saying I drank a lot for the years. It stole so much of my damn time. Tobacco, you know, I quit chewing tobacco after 23 years of being in the military. I quit chewing tobacco. But here's, it's great. Hey, alcohol, tobacco, da, 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 right? It's not really about that. Okay. Follow me for a sec. It's not about, of course, being healthier is a good thing, et cetera. Listen to me. What is your most valuable resource in life? It's not money. It's time, man. And when you drink alcohol, it steals time from you. When I'm chewing tobacco, going to the store to chew tobacco, getting a bottle to spit in it, it's just stealing time. Once I stop that, I'm like, holy shit, I got another 2 hours a day. So I would highly encourage you, as you're setting goals, really the number one goal is, hey, evaluate. And what do you need to remove out of your life to actually allow you to do the things that you say you want to do? Number two, you need habit-based systems, man. This is why you need to join Christina's program. She's launching on January 13th. If you're watching on LinkedIn, you can email her at Christina with the K at execupgrades.com. You can send her a DM. We're everywhere. If you search Christina Madden, she's going to pop up. Okay. We're on Instagram. We're everywhere. But what I want to say is you need habit-based systems, both in the physical world and up here. Because me and Christina were just talking about that last night. I have an obsession with bread. I'm sorry. I love bread, guys.
Here's what happened. A funny story time. He goes,
I love gluten-free pizza. I love sourdough bread. I love chips, you know, and you can choose healthy options. But the reality is, guys, if you're trying to have a six-pack, bread is tough, okay? And I'm a runner. I run 25 miles a week, right? It's just tough. So, but either way, you know, we were just talking about, for these habit-based systems, this is a mindset rewire, which Christina can help you out with. I have to start thinking like, hey, anytime I'm hungry and craving that, I need to get excited about the other side. Does that make sense? I need to say, when I start feeling hungry and I want some bread and I want, you know, because that's just my go-to thing, I need to say, oh yeah, I'm supposed to feel like this. I'm supposed to feel hungry, right? This is what's actually going to lead me to my goals. So that's a shift that I need to make right now. What were you going to say, Christina? I got two more.
Oh, I was going to call you out on your bread addiction.
Yeah.
Shoot the last two at us.
The other one is the gold jar. You know, you need to make a game out of this, guys.
The wins jar, you mean?
Yeah, the wins jar. You need to make a, you know, you need to make a game out of this.
Dr. Milkman did a whole study on that about making your goals more enjoyable, social, meaning like if you say you're going to go to the gym, maybe choose the Zumba class you'll enjoy more than the Stairmaster, at least for a little while, because you have to build, like research just shows that you're going to show up more consistently if you're in a place of enjoyment and social. Not to say that that's the solution forever, but it definitely helps to build the habit.
And so that's, so what I mean by that is look back at your 2025 right now. A lot of you don't even know what you accomplished last year. If I asked you right now, could you list like 15 things? You probably couldn't. You'd probably be like, hey, I got a job. I got an increase. My son graduated high school. Like, think about this, right? Dude, guys, we can't remember all this stuff, which is my last thing for you. And it goes together. We're about to dump that today and figure out all of the guys. I don't remember all of those things. Maybe we should open a couple of them now and just celebrate while we're on this call, just because there's so many. And hey, you have a lot of wins too. You likely just didn't track them. And that's my last thing for you, is you have to be intentional. And this is a daily thing. This is the most difficult part of goal setting that people forget. They don't write them down. They don't think about them every single day. Therefore, you're not going to remember them. And I don't even remember all the things we achieved. I'm glad we have that freaking huge jar where we can celebrate all of the things of last year. Cause there's a lot, man.
Normally we look at these on New Year's Day, but we haven't got to it because we were hands full with our kiddo. So real time, if you are just listening and you don't have the visuals, it's a very large mason jar style thing that we write down all of our milestones and wins in so we can celebrate that. And then we ask each other questions like, hey, how can I support your goals more in the new year? You know, how can I love you better? How can I be a better, you know, wife, spouse, whatever? Because again, intentional systems, repetition, clarity, and even like a simple checklist. Because again, you don't need to like be more ambitious. We all innately have that in us. We are all ambitious. We all want more. How do we get it? Okay, ready? Christina, me, got invited to Mar-a-Lago, which was huge, right? That's huge. I mean, who gets invited there, right?
Yep.
I actually ended up hurting my back and Tim went in my place and that was really fun. Let's do one more. Let's see. Let's go. And they can be big or small. Hey, first holiday season in Tennessee in our new home. Big or small, write them down. Reflect. Thanks for celebrating with us, you guys.
There's so many though. I mean, we completed stuff. Oh man, there's so many good memories in there. Mm-hmm. And guess what that does? That gets you pumped for this year, right? Imagine if you would have listed all of the small, mid, large wins you've had and you literally sat there for like an hour and you were like, boom, 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 boom. You'd be like ready to freaking take over. But the problem is you forget about all of them. You don't write down your goals. Nothing changes in your life. You know, you don't remove anything. You don't have habit-based systems. You're not intentional. What do you think is going to happen as a byproduct of that?
Yeah. So if you want help completely redesigning that operating system and your identity, DM me, recode, or email me, like Tim said, and we can talk about that. But here's some practical shifts you can make is actually you want to set like right now less goals. Let's just end it actually with this. You want to set less goals. We're looking to decrease overwhelm. So pick one: personal, professional, financial. If you're a client of mine, you don't even have to worry about this because you already did it on Friday or whatever day that was, Wednesday, New Year's Eve. Great day for it. So pick one: personal, professional, financial. And then what boundaries can you put in place to really protect your time? And what actions need to be in place every day to actually achieve those and stack wins? Because listen, again, if you want to be like most people, which I know you don't, if you're listening, seven people with us live. If you're listening, I already know you don't want to be like most people, but it's coming, right? Where it's like, for most people, it's coming. Lack of structure, exhaustion, fatigue, lack of belief, emotional disarray, addictions, compulsivity, society, all the things I named, all the barriers, they're coming. And then by the end of January, you've gassed out, you forgot, and then you're waiting for another big moment in time to be your big moment. So I encourage you to kind of even let go of the New Year's thing and just really hone in on what you want out of life and who you need to become to achieve those, and only make decisions and take actions that are in alignment with those goals. That is the only way. And I didn't need the research from Pennsylvania to tell me that. Tim and I went to the School of Hard Knocks and we just lived it. We've just lived it, right? And we're not perfect. And this is what we know to be true. So we're excited for you guys, excited for a new year. Tim, what can they look out for?
I'm glad you can look out for this. So, hey, if you want more information on the identity recode Christina is running, you can find her all over the internet. LinkedIn, email her at Christina Exec Upgrades. I want to just make a special announcement. I'm going to be talking about it for a little bit. We are holding, this is only for lots of alumni and clients, listen to us on Spotify and YouTube, etc. We are doing our first executive growth retreat exclusive to those in the Exec Upgrades community, as well as our alumni. The dates are March 7th to the 9th. If you want more information on that, you can email me at tim@execupgrades.com. And it's going to be a great event. You definitely need to be there. High-level people in business. And as me and Christina always tell you, your network, who you surround yourself, is going to directly determine the kind of life you have, period, end of story. Says Warren Buffett, the multi-billionaire. So just saying. That's all I got, Christina. Any final word?
Talk about a guy who had habit-based systems. Buffett. Absolutely. Same thing. Every day eliminated decision fatigue wherever he could, anything from his apparel to his food to his transportation to his decisions, whatever. I know you guys can crush it this year, and 2026 can be, if you give yourself full permission, it can be the best year of your life. Wouldn't that be awesome? All right. Talk to you guys soon. Bye.
Bye, everyone.